Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving, gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for opportunities like this. When we are here in thine house, a house that has been dedicated to serving thee and worshiping thee, when we have thy word before us, when we know that thy spirit is faithful and he will instruct and guide us into thy way of truth, Lord, we receive a fullness of spirit and a fullness in our souls, Lord, that nothing else in this life can give. And so we give thee thanks. And we pray, Lord, that thou wouldst bless us as we are gathered here. Bless us one and all. And we pray that thou wouldst work in our hearts. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. For this afternoon's reading, let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, reading from chapter number 1 and beginning with verse number 14. Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse number 14. Now after that, Jesus was put in prison, John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when they had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy thee, to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, "All men seek for thee." And he said unto them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth." And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there came a leper unto him, and beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately The leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. May God bless. These were a great couple days in Capernaum as Jesus began his ministry here, until there was one who disobeyed the voice of the Son of God. We see here in this reading that we've had together how there was preaching going on, and that preaching was very strong and well received, and that there was teaching going on in the synagogue, and that was well received, and they were astonished at that doctrine. And there were those that were called to be apostles, and they immediately obeyed and did what the Lord had commanded them to do. And there were diseases that were healed, and there were devils that were cast out. But then there was this leper who did not do what Jesus told him to do, and there was consequences for that. It says here, as we read at the end, that when this leper began to go out and publish much and to blaze about the matter of his healing, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. Great things were happening here in Capernaum. Great things were happening here in Galilee. But because there was this leper who did not obey the voice of the Holy One of God, there was a stop to that blessing that was happening here in Capernaum. So we know that Mark's gospel, he one of the key words he uses here in his gospels is straightway, or immediately, that things were happening quickly here. And these days were recorded, and events were happening in quick succession, one after another. And we picked up the reading here after Jesus was tempted of the devil 40 days in the wilderness. It says that he came into Galilee, Jesus came into Galilee, and he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He was preaching that gospel. And Mark begins his gospel by saying, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He brought forth this gospel message. And he says that the time is fulfilled. Now is the time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. I appreciated the one definition of the gospel from this morning, where it's an invitation to come into his kingdom, the kingdom that we sang about in the beginning of this service, to come out of a kingdom of hatred into a kingdom of love, come out of a kingdom of darkness into a kingdom of light, come out of a kingdom of death into a kingdom of life. And so it requires that we go through a portal, we go through a small opening, and we leave all behind, and we come into this kingdom of God that gives life, that it is far greater thing than any other man can experience. And God is calling us to that. He wants us to be partakers of his love. He wants to impart that love unto us. He wants to fill our cup to overflowing and just keep pouring. That's God's desire for us. And Jesus is saying, now is this time. The time is now. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And he brought forth gracious words and clearly an invitation that was very desirable for the people in Galilee and Capernaum here specifically, embrace this message that Jesus had brought to them. And so he's bringing forth the message of the kingdom of God, and he tells them to repent and believe the gospel. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn unto God, and you will receive something far, far greater than what you had left behind, to what you turned your back to. And so he says, Mark records here, John Mark as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. I am going to call you into something that's far, far greater, far more noble than your previous occupation that you had. And he says, Come after me. Come follow me. And it says here, using those key words that the Gospel of Mark uses, and straightway, immediately, they forsook their nets and they followed him. They immediately embraced his message. They immediately obeyed his voice. They immediately did what the Holy One of God asked them to do. They left it. Those nets were precious. It cost them a lot to leave their means of a way of life. They left it there, right there on the shore. They left it there, and they forsook those nets, and they followed after Jesus. And they go a little further, and they see James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and they were mending their nets. And straightway, immediately, Jesus calls them. And they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. So we see four apostles were called. Simon and Andrew, James and John. They were called to be followers of Jesus Christ. And the response was immediate. Their obedience was immediately. And we do ourselves a great favor when we of ourselves make that choice to obey the Lord immediately. When we see that the scripture is speaking to us and we obey immediately, the blessings come our way and they are great. And the grace of God we feel in our lives when we are obedient to what the Lord would have us to do and we are obedient immediately, just as these four apostles were. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. So here's the beginning of a Sabbath day. He called his disciples. These four are now following him, and they go into the town of Capernaum, and it's the Sabbath day, and Jesus goes into the synagogue, and he teaches to them. And he's teaching them of this great gospel that is the good news of God and what he has desires for each and every one. To come out of that kingdom of darkness into his light. To be illuminated with the light of Jesus Christ. To receive peace and joy that no man can take away. And he's preaching and teaching to them about this repentance and believing in the gospel that is being presented to them. And so as he was preaching to them, they were astonished at his doctrine. They were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. He brought forth the word of God, and so therefore it was with authority. It wasn't his own message. It was the message of his Father, and he brought it forth to them, and they were astonished. They were astonished. That was their response. The men of Capernaum, as they are in the synagogue, they are astonished at the teaching of the Holy One of God. And I find it interesting here that there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cries out. So within that synagogue, there in Capernaum, there was a man there. He had an unclean spirit. And certainly those that were coming to the synagogue every Sabbath day were familiar with this man that had this unclean spirit. And they would know that he had these outbursts, and they would know that he was there. And his presence would be made manifest all the time. So that man with this unclean spirit was in their synagogue. But this unclean spirit cries out from this man and says, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy thee? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. The Holy One of God. This unclean spirit recognized who Jesus was. And he calls him out. And he says, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. It's so beautiful to think even this unclean spirit would call out and refer to Jesus as the Holy One of God. And he knew. He knew. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. That unclean spirit listened and had to obey the voice of the Holy One of God. He came out of him. There was no choice that devil had. He had to obey the voice of the Holy One of God. And he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, "What thing is this? And what doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." The unclean spirit obeyed the voice of the Holy One of God. The leper did not. The leper did not. This unclean spirit did. And immediately, his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. From this synagogue, inside the town of Capernaum, a seaside town on the Sea of Galilee, immediately after this unclean spirit was removed from this man, and now they can assemble in their sanctuary, in their synagogue with peace. They can assemble with peace, knowing that there wasn't this unclean spirit there anymore. And it says that, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. From that one synagogue in Capernaum, the news went out throughout all Galilee that there was a man that had an unclean spirit, and this man who was referred to as the Holy One of God had cast out that unclean spirit. We'd never seen anything like that before. And so, again, in quick succession, it says that, and forthwith, subsequent to that, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. At once, quickly, the men told Jesus of Peter's mother-in-law, that she had a fever. And it says that Jesus came to her and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Immediately, when we think of a fever that you have, the stuffiness of the head, the sinuses, the achy feeling of the body, and just feeling horrible, weakness, just not feeling like you can do anything, you're dried out. All these things that you're experiencing, and you can't even sit up, you have to lay down. And Jesus touches her hand, and immediately that's all gone, and she feels completely fine. Immediately. This transpired immediately. The fever left her because of the Holy One of God, because of Jesus. But the leper didn't obey the voice of the Son of God. And it says that she ministered unto them. So again, they're in the synagogue during the day. They're at Peter's house in the afternoon, and now at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. The message was there. Everybody in Galilee all knew that the Son of God was there, and that there was great power by Jesus and his message that he was giving, and that kingdom of the gospel that he was preaching, and the teaching that he had that was with great authority, and how the unclean spirit was subject unto him. The message was out, and all of Galilee knew. And they were all, it says that all the city was gathered together at the door. All of Capernaum came together at Peter's house, and they're all there at the door. And he healed many that were sick and of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered the devils not to speak because they knew him. And the devils obeyed. They had to. They didn't have free choice. They had to obey. And so when the devils were removed from these people in Capernaum and Galilee, they were silent. They were silent because Jesus told them not to speak. And they knew him. The devils knew Jesus. So that's the Sabbath day. And then the next day it says, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. He was praying to his Father, having that relationship with his Father, speaking and communing with his Father. And Peter and the men that were with him, they went searching for Jesus to find him where he was. And when they found him, he says that all men seek for thee. Everyone wanted more of Jesus. They wanted to see more of his miracles. They wanted to hear more of his teaching. But Jesus responds to them and says, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And the apostles obeyed. They were okay with that. Okay, let's go on to the next towns and let's preach there. Again, there was an obedience to what Jesus said. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. More of that goodness, more of that power that was going on, that was being made manifest to the men and women of Galilee. And then it says, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. So here it is. He's still in Galilee. He's here, and he's preaching the gospel to them. And it says a leper comes to him and kneels down before Jesus. Visualize this with your mind's eye. A leper, a dirty leper that no one was to come near. And he comes, this leper comes to Jesus, and he's kneeling before Jesus and say, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus knows all things. Jesus knows all things. He already knew what was going to transpire. He knew all things, but he had compassion. He was moved with compassion. And he does the unthinkable, and he reaches out and touches the leper. That was not to happen. No one was to reach out and touch a leper. But Jesus, he was moved with compassion. And while this man's kneeling before him, Jesus reaches out to him and touches him, and he says, I will make you clean. And he says, be thou clean. Here's the leper, still kneeling before Jesus, the Holy One of God, and he becomes clean. Jesus says, I will, be thou clean. And immediately, he's clean. His skin is clear. It's as if he has baby skin. There's no more lesions. There's no more wounds. There's no more open sores. There's no more pus flowing. There's no more of that disease in him. It's all gone. It's all gone. While he's kneeling there before Jesus, and just as Jesus was saying these words, I will, be thou clean, he's immediately clean. And so Jesus tells him, perhaps this leper is now standing up, admiring his new skin, admiring that he no longer has this unclean disease. Perhaps he's looking at himself. Jesus strictly charges him, and says to him, see thou say nothing to any man. These are the words of the Son of God, the Holy One of God, who cast out demons, who preached mighty great and great things, who taught the gospel, and telling them that the kingdom of God has come unto them, and all men are amazed and astonished at his doctrine. Jesus tells him strictly, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for the cleansing the things which Moses commanded for a testimony to them. Go to the priest and be a testimony to them. That's your duty. That's your responsibility. You go to the priest and show them that you've been clean, and go through the ordinances that Moses commanded about what you do and the sacrifices that you make when you're cleansed of your leprosy, and do it as a witness and as a testimony to them, to the priest. All of Galilee already knew. All of Galilee was already gathered together at Simon and Peter at Simon and Andrew's house. They already knew. This wasn't anything new to them. The people already knew. So Jesus' command to this man that was healed of his leprosy was, go show yourself to the priest and be a witness to them. But he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. All these good things that were happening in Galilee, all these good things that were happening in the synagogues throughout Galilee and Capernaum there, And because this leper would not obey the voice of the Holy One of God, as the devils did, as the apostles did, as the fevers did, as the diseases went out because of the voice of the Holy One of God. But this leper did not, and because of that, Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. The ministry of Jesus in this time had to be put on pause, had to be put on hold, because there was this leper that didn't obey the voice of the Son of God. We're all familiar with what Samuel told King Saul. He said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." That's what the Lord is looking for. Obey the voice of the Lord. King Saul didn't obey the voice of the Lord. He spared some of the Amalekites and some of their cattle. He did not obey the voice of the Lord. The leper did not obey the voice of the Holy One of God. And because of that, there was ramifications. And so it was so for King Saul as well. And Samuel says further, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as the iniquity of idolatry." Witchcraft. We think of a dark, ugly scene where there's men that are trying to draw up evil spirits. That's witchcraft. It's an evil thing. And Samuel says, rebellion's the same on the same plane. Witchcraft, rebellion, it's the same. There's no difference. You're calling up evil spirits, you're in rebellion, it's the same thing. You're not listening to the voice of the Son of God. And stubbornness is as iniquity and as idolatry. When we think of idolatry and the weakness of idolatry, to think that some stones or some gold has helped a person, and to put that above God, that's idolatry. It's evil. And here Samuel saying that stubbornness is the same. There's no difference between idolatry and stubbornness. Will you not obey? Jesus straightly charged this leper, "Go, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone that you were healed. Galilee already knows. They don't need to know. Don't tell Galilee. But go and show yourself to the priest." But he didn't. He published it much and blazed about the matter. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18 says, "Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good." Weapons of war. When we think of aircraft carriers, jet fighter jets, tanks, drones, all these mighty weapons of war, the Bible here is saying that wisdom is better than all of that. Wisdom is better than all of that. But one sinner destroys much good. This leper, he destroyed much good that was happening here in Galilee because he would not obey the voice of the Holy One of God. He would not obey that voice. We are called to obey the voice of the Holy One of God. One sinner destroyeth much good. One sinner can do a lot of destruction to that which is good. I've mentioned this before, and I just want to say it again, that it takes a lot of work to build. It takes a lot of work to build, for example, a brick wall. You need to get the sand, you need to get the cement, you need to get the water, you need to bring it together, you need to mix the cement, and then someone who is skilled at building a wall needs to be there and lay brick by brick and lay the mortar and put it in place. It takes a lot of effort to be a builder, to build a brick wall. It doesn't take any effort. It doesn't take any effort for someone to come along and, while the mortar's still wet, just knock the bricks over. Knock the bricks over. One sinner destroyeth much good. One sinner destroyeth much good. Ecclesiastes also says that there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. A season for everything under the heavens. There's a time to speak, and there's a time to be silent. The leper did not obey the voice of the Holy One of God. And because of that, there was ramifications. The commandments of the Holy One of God, the commandments of Jesus Christ our Lord, what are they and how do we embrace them? Here Jesus begins his ministry by saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Will we be as Simon and Andrew, James and John, and obey when he tells us to repent? Or will we be as the leper and want to do it our own way and think we know better? When he calls us to follow him, will we follow him as the apostles did? Or will we be as the leper? Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Will we be as those that obeyed, as those devils that obeyed the voice of the Son of God? Or will we do it our own way? In letting our light shine before men, that they might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Jesus said, lay up your treasures in heaven above and not on things on this earth. Will we listen to the voice of the Holy One of God in this regard, especially to us in this time and in this place? Will we lay up our treasures in heaven above and not on the things of this earth? Will we value the things of this earth more than the things that are in heaven? So he says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth where moth doth corrupt. And these are the commandments of the Lord. Jesus also says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Will we seek his kingdom first, or will we seek out our own willful way? Will we want to finish school first or get married first or do our life first and live our life and then turn our life to the Lord and seek his kingdom? Or will we enter into love's kingdom first and look to him first? Jesus says, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even unto them. Do you want love shown your way? Do it unto others. Do it unto others. Do that. And may it be a blessing to your life. This morning we heard about humbling ourselves and becoming like a little child. Will we be faithful and obey and do the will of God? Or will we be as a leper and want to do it our own way? And Jesus said to be servants of all. Servants of all. And that we would have that servant attitude in everything that we do. That as he washed their feet, that we would also wash each other's feet. This is the commandment of the Holy One of God. The diseases, the devils, the apostles, the fever that Peter's mother-in-law had, they obeyed the voice of the Holy One of God. Will we obey the voice of the Holy One of God? Will we be a servant as the Lord is calling us to be a servant? Or will we dismiss it and say, no, I want to be a Lord. I don't want to be a servant. I want to be the master. I want to be the one in control. Or will we listen to the voice of the Lord? Jesus says that we are to remember his broken body and his shed blood. Jesus tells us that. That's his commandment toward us. Will we do that? Will we remember his broken body? Will we remember that blood was shed on the cross because he wanted us to enter into love's kingdom? We know these things. We know these things. The devils didn't have a choice. They had to obey. But we have a choice. We can obey or we cannot obey. And we know what the gospel teaches. We know and are familiar with the message of the Lord and what the message of the Holy One of God is. And so Jesus gives an if statement, a conditional statement. And he says, if ye know these things, Happy are ye if ye do them. Happy are ye if ye do them. We know what the Lord would want us to do. We don't want to be as that leper who said, no, I want to go tell the people in Galilee again. I want to go say, I want to show them, look at my skin. It's all clean. No more lesions. No more sores. I have baby skin. Look at me. Look at me. And he brought the focus to himself and not on the Lord. And because of that, there was ramifications. And so Jesus says, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Let's be obedient and good followers of our Lord and our Savior, the Holy One of God. Amen.